Beloved radio friends, I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me commence today's broadcast with this announcement. The Master's Vessel Ministry is presenting a program tagged Church Awake. Church Awake is a revival and evangelistic program to be held at our headquarters church, 73 Azikiwe Road, Umuahia, Abia State. The program will commence on Friday, November 22nd and continue to Saturday, 23rd and end on Sunday, 24th November 2019. This program is to mark our 48th year anniversary. Our main speaker is a well-known intercessor, Barrister Emeka Mwamba. He was once the chairman of Council, Abia State University, and currently serves as the chairman, Board of Trustees, Intercessors for Africa. I am specially inviting you to this program, which I know you will not regret. Today's message is Marriage and Family According to God. Marriage and Family According to God. I want to acknowledge our late president, Pastor Joshua Ihemenem Oyara, whose teachings form the bulk of materials in this message. We shall be reading from Genesis chapter 2, verse 21 to 25. Genesis chapter 2, verse 21 to 25. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in his place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, we are not ashamed." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you established marriage and family for the good of mankind. Over time, the devil, collaborating with mankind, has continuously sought to destroy it, but your purposes will always stand. I pray you to use this message to prepare intending couples to maintain your stand, heal and restore cracked marriages, and deliver those who have yielded to satanic subtlety. Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Of three human institutions God established, marriage and family is the first and most fundamental. The other two are the government and the church, respectively. Marriage and family constitute the foundation to the other two. As the family goes, so goes the government, society, and church. It is no wonder that the devil seeks to destroy marriage and family. Same-sex marriage is the foremost tactical weapon the devil is currently using. And he believes that the might of the United States of America and European governments will make his weapon more potent. Same-sex marriage seeks to destroy marriage and family by denying the past. Because the Bible says, at the beginning of time, God made them male and female, and said, "For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." This you will find in Matthew chapter 19, verses 4 and 5. Same-sex marriage seeks to destroy marriage and family by degrading the present, making marriage such an unnatural relationship that even animals will frown at. Isn't it degrading for a man to have sexual relationship with a fellow man, in whom God has provided no sexual entrance, but only exit for smelly rubbish? Same-sex marriage seeks to destroy marriage and family by endangering the future. Human society as we know it today will cease to exist if same-sex marriage will have its way. In the language of Dr. Joshua O'Hara, Adam and Steve cannot produce any offspring, neither can Eve and Evelyn. The secret and survival of marriage and family lies in sticking to the blueprint of the chief architect, God. His master plan is the only thing that ensures a successful marriage and family. First, God saw and met the need for marriage and family. God saw and met the need for marriage and family. If you go back to our text in verse 18 and verse 21, the Bible says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. Verse 21 says, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in his place. Unlike God, we often see needs we cannot or will not meet. Marriage and family is God's idea in the first place. How did God meet the need for marriage and family? He met the need in these ways we are going to enumerate. Number one, personally. God met the need personally. God did it himself. He did it. He did not delegate the responsibility to an angel or any other divine being. Number two, God did it humanly. Verse 21, God performed a painless surgery on Adam to produce Eve. Why will yours be different? Why will yours be full of tears and sorrow if your marriage is painful? Go back to God and tell him to make your marriage less painful. Number three, God did it meaningfully. Meaningfully. Find out in verse 21 and verse 22. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. May I share with you a quote from Matthew Henry's commentary, and I quote, "The woman was made of a rib out of the side of Adam, not made out of his head to rule over him, nor out of his feet to be trampled upon by him, but out of his side to be equal with him, under his arm to be protected, and near his heart to be beloved," unquote. Number four, God did it graciously. In verse 22b, the Bible says, "And he," God, "brought her to the man." God brought Eve to Adam graciously, in the sense that he did not charge Adam any bride price. He gave him a wife freely. Some men paid through their nose to get a wife. What an unwise thing for the parents of brides to do, to have a son-in-law who will always remind his wife that her father and mother took advantage of him. At the same time, we also do not encourage the cheating that is prevalent today among young people. They want to take wives free. Adam was hilarious when he saw the beautiful gift God gave him. He became poetic. Verse 23. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." Let me ask husbands, how happy are you with the wife God has given you? Are you full of regrets? God provided us a user-friendly manual. A user-friendly manual. You find it in verse 24 and verse 25. "Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." The first thing you find there is that the man leaves father and mother. Invariably, father and mother is a temporary relationship God provides for raising a good child who eventually will become someone else's husband or wife. Secondly, the man cleaves to his wife in a permanent relationship, a monogamous relationship, an exclusive relationship, a transparent relationship with no embarrassing, hidden, or secret agenda. The wife who raised money to build a house in her father's home by having a clandestine immoral relationship with some money bags in town is not getting it right. God provided us a spiritual application. Spiritual application in verse 5 and Ephesians chapter 5, verse 28 to 32. We read these words, "So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church." As important as marriage is, there is yet a more important relationship, the marriage between a sinner and Jesus Christ. For this relationship to take place, the sinner must leave father and mother, which figuratively represents sin He must tread the path of repentance and cleave to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the most important relationship in the world. And I want to ask you, as you begin to round up, my friends, are you in this relationship with Jesus Christ? It is foundational, because if you do not get it right, you may not get the marriage relationship right. Will you say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Come and be my Lord and my Savior. Will you surrender your life to Jesus Christ? And by doing so, you would have laid the foundation for a successful marriage, for marrying and conducting family life according to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, as many as have heard your word through this message, grant that the Holy Spirit will continue to agitate, minister, incubate them until they completely yield unto you and receive you as Lord and Savior. Lord, I stand as the minister of the gospel and seek your intervention in marriages that are about to collapse, in cracked marriages. Restore, O God, the loving relationship. Restore the union of the man and the woman. Grant that peace may return unto them. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.